让你觉得我很有权柄。
It's good to see you this morning.
很高兴在今天早上见到大家。
Speak to that. Now I have to speak to this little thing. Okay, I will speak to that little thing. Forgive me, I wasn't prepared. My Chinese has gone worse and worse.
对不起啊，我的中文现在越来越差了。
Just let me get my notes here.
我来拿到我的笔记，我们就可以开始。
They're coming up. Anyway, it's good to know that we are children of God.
我们很高兴，因为我们是神的孩子。
I don't really know that we understand it.
我们可能并没有真的完全明白这是意味着什么。
We're going to talk a little bit about it today.
那所以我今天讲的题目就跟这个有关。
I don't apologize, Mrs. the lady I work with, Mrs. You know her name.
She
Dorothy. I call her Dorothy. Then I have to get up with she. But anyhow, I want you to know today that the sermon that I have is one that God had given to me. I would have loved to have done another one.
那今天我这个要讲的题目是神给我的。我其实更想讲其他的。
And I have other ones.
而且我已经有所准备讲其他的。
I've learned one thing since I've been sick and in so much.
但是我
You can take the preacher out of the pulpit.
我学会了一件事，就是说你可以把这个牧师。
But you can't take the preaching out of the person.
你可以把这个牧师从讲台上移开，但是你不能把他心里想讲的那个话拿走。
So I enjoy times at home that I just preach.
所以有的时候我很喜欢在家的时间，我可以
preaching myself.
我甚至可以给自己讲道。
Opening my heart to God.
因为我这个在这个过程中，我跟神交流，把我的心向他敞开。
But I have a pretty long message today, so you might as well settle back, and if you're going to sleep, you can start now.
我今天的这个讲道还挺长的，所以你坐稳了，然后你要想睡觉，现在就可以开始了。
We're going to begin at the beginning.
我们从最开始来。
We've got to understand we have to take God into account.
我们必须明白说我们对神要认真。
As I sat up here this morning, he came to me in an unusual way. I couldn't stop crying.
那我今天早上的时候，神真的是感动我，我就没有办法停止的要掉眼泪。
Because as I've been studying and as I've been going over in my heart, God has become very, very real to me.
当我一边在学习，一边在跟神祷告的时候，神对我来讲是越来越真实。
I realize His greatness.
我认识到他的伟大。
Do you recognize that no one in God's word could ever look on His face?
你知道吗？就是这个从神的话语里，我们看到没有任何一个人。
Oh, they wanted to
看见神。
Show me God.
他们都是
Lord, I want to see you, Moses.
很多人都这么求，包括摩西说：“神啊，你让我看见你的脸。”
But God understood man.
但是神更了解我们。
For Jesus tells us He knows man; we're nothing but dust.
因为耶稣告诉我们说他神顾念我们不过是尘土。
And if you don't believe that, 2 months after you bury someone, go look at them.
如果你不相信这话的话，你去挖一个被埋了两个月的死人出来看。
We are dust.
我们真的不过就是尘土。
But you know, God in His marvelous love.
但是神在他的奇妙的爱里。
Does come to us.
他却亲自向我们显现。
He did reveal Himself to us.
他把他自己显给我们看。
He did show Himself.
就是让我们能够看见他，不一定是那种就是眼睛看见的那个脸。
Not in a physical sense, because man couldn't take it.
不是这种，就是好像面对面彼此看见那样，因为我们是承受不了的。
There, Daniel.
就像但以理。
When even an angelic being came, he fell on his face and fainted.
当他看到这个天使向他显现的时候，就扑倒在地，然后晕过去了。
Even when John,
甚至在约翰
was having his wonderful revelation,
当这个神启示给他看的时候，
he fell as a dead man.
他也扑倒，就好像死去了一样。
I wish we could understand that.
我希望我们能够理解。
I wish you could understand that there is that one who made heaven and earth.
真的有那么一位伟大的神，他造天造地。
Who set it in place?
他把一切都安放好。
But never went on a vacation.
但却并没有就离开了。
But had His hand in the earth and among man throughout the whole time.
他的手一直在人身上，在我们所生活的这个宇宙中一刻也没有离开。
God has said to us. three things.
有三件事。
He said, I want you to love me.
我要你们爱我。
That is devotion.
就是那种全心全意的爱。
What is devotion?
到底什么是这个全心，就是这种给出去
的。As brother and sister down here.
敬虔的这种全
心全意。They've been devoted to each other.
你可以看看我们这夫妻两个兄弟姐妹。
They're not looking at other women and other men.
他们是互相是全心全意的，没有三心二意的去看盯着别人。
They take care of them.
他们互相照顾。
They wait on them.
互相服侍。
Out of the devotion of their heart.
就是因为全心全意的爱。
Then he said, "But I want obedience."
但是神也说，我要的是我也要顺服。
You see, he gave us our moral laws.
他给了我们良知。
And those things that he wants us to do.
然后，所以我们心里知道有一些事情
是我们应该做的。And he called them commandments.
然后神说这个是他的诫命。
Not suggestions.
不是建议，是诫命。
And he expects man.
所以他期待我们。
To obey him.
要遵循他的诫命，顺服他。
And then he said, I want your confidence.
然后他又说他想要我们有信心。
What is our confidence?
我们的信心是什么？
Our confidence is our faith.
我们这个信心实际上就是我们的这个信仰的信。
And that means everything to God.
因为我们这个信心的这个信对神来说是非
常重要的。For that's the only way he can meet with man.
因为这是唯一他能够与我们相遇的方式。
He said in Hebrews,
在希伯来书
the word of God said, and without faith,
希伯来书十一章
it is impossible.Impossible. Do you know that word?
人非有信就不能
Impossible. There's no way.
不可能就是没有办法的
Nothing around it.
没有办法绕过去躲开
No way through it.
也不能跳过
It is impossible to please him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦
For whosoever would draw near to God must believe what?
因为到神面前来的人必须信，信什么？
That he exists.
有神。
Wow.
他存在。
How many people really, really, no, I'm not talking about intellectually.
我现在不是讲的说头脑上的相信。
I'm not talking about emotionally.
也不是那种情绪上的。
But I'm talking about relationship.
我现在讲的这个信是这种关系上的。
Who really knows he exists.
信有神真的是因为跟他有关系而知道
他的存在 And he said another thing that I'll know your faith is because you know that I reward those who seek me.
而且相信他赏赐那寻求他的人
Simple, huh?
听上去很简单吗
Why do we always have hundreds of books written about faith?
可是为什么这个书店里你可以去找有成千上百的书
Probably thousands of sermons preached on faith.
更是有无数的人在一直在这个讲
道 We always ask, oh God, help our faith.
讲到这个信心然后我们总是在向神祷告
When its premise is only based on two things.
可是这个信心现在看圣经讲的很简单
To know me, to have a relationship, to recognize that I am.
认识他，认识他是什么一位神，知道他是那位神，他会赏赐寻求他的人。
But you say, Sister Schwartz.
可是你说啊，
这个 why we have so much trouble with our faith?
牧师说的这么简单，为什么我们做起来这么难呢
？It's that I can hardly believe in him in a sense that it's like trusting him with blind faith, just because he said it.
那就因为他说我就要信吗？就糊里糊涂的也不管了，就是盲信了。
That's what hinders us.
有的时候，这个就是阻止我们真的去进一步的缘故。
The very things that God has given us has hindered us.
神给的我们的这个理智，实际上在
Our intelligence.
我们的这个智慧，实际上在
must understand it.
我们的理智需要理解，好像我们才能相信。
What is understanding? Tasting.
什么叫理解？
Seeing. Touch.
要看，要摸到。
The things that makes us understand what is in life.
用我们自己的感知，我们的感觉器官来认知这个世界。
But just think, we can't do any of that to God.
但是这一切在神那边都不适用。
Oh, he did say we could taste and see that I am good.
哦，神倒是确实是说要尝尝就知道我的，尝尝主恩就知道我是美善。
He did say, I'll come to you.
他确实也说我会到你面前来。
And when anybody comes to us, we know they're there.
有别人来找你的时候，你知道他们是在那儿的。
Whether we want them to come or not, we know they're there.
有的时候我们不想让他们来找，可是他们还是来了。
But he didn't want us to be just blind faith.
当然，神不是让我们只是盲目的相信。
When I got sick, I began to really do what I should have been doing all my life.
我生病的时候，我开始做，其实我早就应该做的事情。
I began studying God's word.
我开始在认真的学习神的话语。
This has been the most wonderful period in my life.
这是真的是在我生命中最美妙的一段时间。
Not just because I don't have to deal with people much.
不是因为我不用出门再不用再跟人打交道。
All my life I've had to deal with people.
我这一辈子是一直都要跟人打交道。
Some that loved you, some that didn't like you, some that made confusion, some that made, you know what it is?
当然有好有坏，有一些也是很让人烦恼。
But I love this time because I found it in God's word.
这段时间为什么对我那么美好，就是因为我在神的话语。
And the more I saw it in His Word, the more I could lift up my heart before Him.
而我越学习他的话语，越能把我的心带到他的面前。
Because I found out, because I'm a tinker, I'm a thinker. Ruth Walsh said, "You're always tinkering in your mind."
我是会思考问题的人，我老在想事情。
I'm like a dog when I get hold of a bone. I got to know what it is and what it's like and what's in it and how you.That's me. That's been me all my life.
我就像一个那个拿到骨头的一个狗一样，一定要好好的研究，掰开了揉碎了，想知道这个东西到底是怎么样。
Subsequently, a lot of my Christian life, I've had so many doubts.
但是可能正是因为这样，所以在我的这个信仰的这个人生过程中，有很多时候我其实是充满怀疑的。
I knew there was a God. Intellectually, I knew. Culturally, it was knocked into me. I would be afraid to say it was no God.
那我从小长大的环境告诉我是有神，而且我的这个头脑的知识里也知道有神。我甚至我可以说，我会害怕说，如果说我要说没有神，我会觉得很害怕。
But as I studied the world's ideas and cultural.
但是当我在学习这个社会上的观点，还有一些文化上的观点的时候
，doubts became and then I have to fight them away.
那这个疑惑就会来，怀疑就会来，那我就得跟他们斗争。
I remember and I've said this before. When I was in college, my biology teacher was going to have 3 weeks of teaching us evolution.
那我可能以前讲过，我在上大学的时候，我的生物老师要花3个星期给我们讲进化论。
And when he began to teach, I knew in my heart that's wrong. And all these students are just drinking it in.
那他在讲的时候，我心里知道这是错的，但是下面的人都在认真的听。
So I began to question him.
所以我就开始怀疑他。
And I began to tell him I didn't believe it.
我就跟他说 ，Your teacher.
No, I was a student.
You mean you questioned your teacher and
I sure
told
did.
Him? Okay. 那我就开始跟老师争论，然后我跟他说我不信他说的。
And then I would go out of my classroom into my car on the way home, and I'd cry all the way home as the doubts kept coming. Are you sure? Are you sure, Schwartz?
那我就经常是下了课以后，这个
they have proof, you know, all these things. I don't know what I would say. I'm making some up, but that's the kind of thing. That's the way I lived for a long time.
然后我从这个学校出来，在开车回家路上，我就直哭，因为这个怀疑的心思一直在我心里。我是真的，我很肯定我所说的这些是真的吗
？Strange, it wasn't Jesus I was doubting because I read about him. I knew he was a historical person. I knew he had done something in my life.
我并不怀疑耶稣，因为我知道他是一个历史。确实存在的人，而且他确实在我生命里做了一些事情。
But the thing I really needed was what I was doubting and doubting.
但是我在这个一直在怀疑当中的时候。
So as I said, the word of God, Jesus, God did not expect us to believe Him by blind faith.
就像我刚才说的，神并不是让我
们 take it by faith.
并不是让我们有这个所谓信心，就是说什么也不用管，什么也不用听，你就信就好了。
Our children come home and they say what they're learning in school and what they're, and we'll just say, but you've got to take it by faith. And they look at you and wonder what you're talking about.
那可能你自己这样的时候，然后孩子回家就说他们在学校里学的什么，你就说你不要信他们的，就信圣经就好了。那他并不理解你说的是什么。
So as we go on, I want to show you something.
所以我在这里我要跟你看一些事情。
God finally, during part of the history, he began to call some men prophets.
那在这个圣经的历史当中，神就兴起了一些先知。
He sort of took that vessel and said, "You're going to tell the folks."
那所以他用这些人，然后告诉他们。
And I want to tell you something.
要借着他们来告诉这个神的百姓。
If you read the life of our prophets in the Word of God,
如果你在就是在圣经里读那些先知的
it was nothing to be desired.
生活的话，你会发现其实他们过得并不好。
It was hard.
真的是很艰难。
People hated them.
百姓都很恨恶他们。
And many of them died, was persecuted, was killed.
很多人是被杀的，是被迫害的。
But that was his vessels he used.
但是这些人是神用他们来传达他的话语。
Then he told Isaiah,
神在
one of those prophets.
神跟以赛亚说，以赛亚就是其中一个先知。
He told him what this is all about.
他在跟他解释这些都是为了什么。
What my prophecies are all about.
我为什么要说这些预言。
You see, I have found out that in the Word of God, if you have a question,If you look hard enough, you'll find the answer.
因为我已经有这个经验。
Right in the Word of God.
如果你对神的话有疑问，你就继续看，你一定会在神的话里找到答案的。
And he set out in the 46th chapter, and you see it up on the board, I hope I've asked him to do that.
在以赛亚书46章。
He said this to them, remember this.
他说
Now Isaiah, you tell them.
他跟以赛亚说
You see,We cannot understand what God did with prophets.
有的时候我们不能理解神跟先对先知的这个做法。
He did not give them an outline like a preacher and let them fill in the gaps.
他不是说给他们一个大纲，然后让他们自己来这个添骨加肉。
He spoke to them, and they remembered it. They didn't just take it in intellectually; they internalized it enough.That they could write it down.
是神对他们讲话，然后他们不仅仅是记下来，他们是记在心里，然后把它再转述给人。
He said, "Remember this and show yourself men.
你们当想念这事。
Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors.
自己做大丈夫。
Just remember this, sinners.
悖逆的人呐，要心里思想。
Remember the former things of old.
你们要追念上古的事。
For I am God.
因为我是神。
And there is none else.
并无别神。
I am God.And there is none like me.
再没有能比我的。
Then he comes to the thing.
然后他就这样说。
Declaring the end from the beginning.
我从起初指明末后的事。
Oh, no, wait a minute.
等一下。
When you have a story, you start at the beginning.
你讲故事，你当然从最开始讲起来了。
And you go to the end.
然后从头讲到尾。
What is God talking about?
这神是这样说是什么意思
？I know the end from the beginning.
从一开始就把结尾告诉你了。
He said, "I know the whole story before it happens."
他说这个故事整个我在它发生之前我就知道要怎么样开始怎么样结束。
The things that are not done, saying, "My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my."
我从起初指明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事，说我的筹算必立定，凡我喜悦的，我必成就。
I'm putting you on notice, my sinners.
我要告诉你们，你们这些罪人。
That whatever I want to do, I'm going to do.
我要做的事情必然做成。
And I know it.
我知道。
From the time of the beginning.
因为从时间的开始，我就知
道。How can we grasp hold that God knew everything from before He even?Plant this earth here.
我们怎么能够想象说到在神创造这个宇宙、创造地球的时候，就已经知道所要将要发生的一切事情
？Have no idea what is outside the realm of this earth.
因为对你我来说，我们没有办法越出这个时间、这个空间。
The dimensions that Paul talked about.
这个保罗提到说，提到第三层空。
The dimensions that others talked about.
还有这些别人所看到的意象。
When John, the Revelator, when God said, "Come up here."
当神让他提到他到天上的时候。
You think he was playing? You think it was a fairy story? Oh no, my friends!
你觉得是一个神话故事吗
？When he said, "Come up here, John," John got up there, and when he saw it, he almost passed. He well, probably did pass out.
那所以当时约翰看到神要看他的景象，让他看的景象的时候，他恐怕已经晕倒了。
So he's saying, "I know."
所以他说我是知道的。
Well, that's good, God.
那好吧，那你知道。
I'll trust you. You're the God. You made everything.
那我相信你，既然是你造的所有的一切。
But he said even before he said this in the 42nd chapter of Isaiah.
那在以赛亚书第四十二章的时候。
He said, behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they happen, before they spring.
看哪，先前的事已经成就，现在我将新事说明，这是
And I tell you
of
them.
以先我就说给你们听。
Get that in your heart.
你仔细想一想。
Think about that.
在心里好好揣摩一下。
He didn't have to.
他不需要告诉我们的。
He's God.
他是神。
But he said, I know it all.
但是他说我已经知道。
But I'm going to tell you something.
但是我会告诉你。
I'm going to tell you before it happened.
这是未发以先我就说给你们听。
Wow. And you know later he tells us why.
你知道后来他也告诉我们为什么。
Because I want you to know that I am God.
因为他说我要你知道我是神。
That's all.
就是这个理由。
That's what prophecy is for.
所以先知的预言就是这个目的。
History has taught us we can never stop God's prophecies.
历史一直告诉我们说我们没有办法阻止神的一直
成就。The only reason you don't know much about them is because you don't really read and you don't know history.
你不知道很可能是因为你自己没有去读也对历史了解的不多。
The greatest proof of what God does is a history book.
这个神所做的事情最好的证明都是在历史书里。
He tells it in his word and then we read it in history. This is what happened.
神在他的这个话语里告诉我们将要成就的事情然后我们看到历史书上是怎么实现的。
So for a few minutes I want to show you some of them.
所以下面几分钟我要给大家讲一讲就是已经成就的事情。
I like the one about Cyrus.
我很喜欢这个关于塞鲁士的这个故事。
God went to Isaiah and he said, Isaiah,
他有一次神去跟以赛亚说
We see God is going to tell him something.
这个时候我们就知道神要跟他说什么事情
Something very important to God.
对神来说是很重要的这个事情
Because God punished Israel in a very hard manner.
那在那个时候神惩罚以色列是一个很严厉的
惩罚 He sent them off to Babylon for 70 years.
他把他们就是被让他们被巴比伦掳到那个地
方去 He destroyed their temple.
待了七十年，在这个过程中，他们的圣殿也被毁掉。
Now he himself didn't, but he used Babylon. And he always uses something.
他并没有，他不是亲自这样做，他是借着巴比伦人的手来实现的这个事情。
But Jeremiah was the one that had written that it's going to be 70 years.
那耶利米在他的这个先知预言里面说过，说他们在那里只有待七十年。
The wonderful visions that Daniel had was because Daniel had read Jeremiah and was going to the Lord and he said, Lord, the 70 years are almost up.
那这个当但以理看到异象的时候就是因为他读了耶利米的这
个预言 What's going to happen to my people?
所以他就跟神祷告说神那这个七十年已经快到了到将要发生什么呢
And that's when God gave Daniel the revelation
这那个时候神也给
了 bringing back the children
但以理一个意象就是让说神的百姓要被带回去
the very last days
而且甚至让但以理看到了末世的景象
So we see Cyrus now at the end of that 70 years
在以赛亚书四十五章我们讲到这个塞鲁士就是
Babylon was a place that no one could get into
以色列人就是在被掳到巴比伦将近七十年的时候，那个时候巴比伦是一个很强大的地方。
The walls were tremendous.
他们的城墙非常的厚。
They were well fortified.
而且非常的这个坚固。
They had beaten down most all of the others around them.
基本上，他周围的人没有人能够打得过他。
They were really had peace and safety.
所以他们那个时候是很平安的，是很。是很安全的。
He tells us in last days we're going to cry peace and safety, but they thought they had peace and safety.
就是他们，我们在末世的时候可能都会说哦，平安了，这个。
But there was another rising kingdom.
但是其实我们不知道。
As the Medes and the Persians.
但是那个在那个同时期，另外有一些这个要起来的人就是波斯人。
They had their eye on Babylon.
他们已经看上巴比伦了。
But how in the world could they ever impregnate those tremendous walls.
可是怎么才能攻克他们那个那么坚固的城墙呢？
But God tells us how.
神告诉我们了。
He begins in the last verse I want to go to. That's not on there, but the last verse, Isaiah 44, before we get to chapter 45.
在到这个45章之前有44章最后一节。
It was only this morning the Lord reminded me of this, so I couldn't get it on. Okay? So this is what this verse says.
那这个44章的最后一节是说的什么？
Thus saith of Cyrus.He said, I'm going to tell you about a man named Cyrus.
论塞鲁士，就是神告诉以赛亚说关于塞鲁士怎么样。
Now history will tell us.
历史书也是这么说的。
That Cyrus didn't live until about 150 years after Isaiah.
到这个塞鲁士实际上是在以赛亚去世之后150年才出生的。
So he wasn't writing a letter that was to deliver that week.
所以这个是这个以赛亚写的这封信不是说今天写了明天要寄的。
He was given Isaiah a letter for 150 years later.
那所以神对以赛亚说的这个话讲的这个事情实际上是150年以后的。
And he said, thus saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd.
他论塞鲁士说他是我的牧人。
And he shall perform all my pleasure.
必成就我所喜悦的。
Even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built.And to the temple, thy foundation shall be laid.
陛下令建造耶路撒冷，发命立稳圣殿的根基。
Isn't that marvelous?
这不是很神奇吗？ 150
years. This problem hadn't even happened yet.
就是这个是150，这个事情发生了150年之前。
Isaiah was just warning them it was coming. Jeremiah was warning them during the time.
写下来的。
It hadn't even happened yet.
那个时候以色列人还没有被掳，圣殿还没有被毁。这个以赛亚和耶利米实际上是一直在警醒以色列人，警告他们将要发生的事情。
Now God wanted to be sure the right man got this.
那神要确定说这个得是这个合适正确的人拿到这个信息。
Because he said,
he is
my shepherd.
他说他是我的牧人。
King,
他是一个王
a fighter,
一个勇士
one that wanted to take over was his shepherd.
他会这个把这个作为神的牧人把这个以色列人接过来
God was writing this to Cyrus, and only Cyrus knew what this meant.
那神写把这个写下来是给塞鲁士看的，只有塞鲁士知道神要让他做的是什么。
He knew it wasn't for any other Cyrus but himself when Daniel showed him.
所以当这个但以理把这封信拿给他看的时候，他知道就是他这个塞鲁士，而不是其他任何一个人。
Why would he know that?
他是怎么知道的呢？
Because his father had been king.For the Medes and Persians.
因为他的父亲就是这个波斯人的王。
And he was next in line to be king.
他知道他是王位的继承人。
And his father died when he was very young.
那他很小的时候，他爸爸就去世了。
And his uncle took over.
那他的叔叔继位。
Now his uncle knew that he would become king when he got older, and his uncle wanted to keep.
那这个叔叔知道他这个侄子长大了就要继承王位，可是他这个叔叔不愿意把这个王位让给他。
So he planned to kill Cyrus.
当然，所以他就密谋要让把这个塞鲁士杀掉。
But somehow some people must have found out because they quickly got him out.
但是他们不知道怎么走漏了风声，所以这个塞鲁士就被藏了起来。
And they took him. I don't know the rest. The history doesn't quite tell us. I don't think.
这个细节并不是很清楚。
But he was given to an old man.
但是他被就是带到别的一个偏僻的地方，然后一个老人家。
You know what the man was?
你知道这个老人家是谁吗？
He was a shepherd.
他不过就是一个牧人。
And Cyrus grew up.
然后这个塞鲁士就在这个老人家的这个家里长大。
A shepherd.
他就是，然后他也做放羊，他也是一个牧人。
Nobody would have known that.
没有人知道。
But I can see Cyrus now when he read that in his face.
所以我可以想象说，当塞鲁士读到这个神关于他的话写的时候
，Fear gripped his heart. He knew that this was something supernatural.
他是什么样的表情？他知道说他这个是一个超越自然的，有人知道他这样的历史和过去。
And I want you to see how God laid out Cyrus's plan.
那我让你看到神是 对塞卢是怎么样摆明他的计划
的 150 years before
在150年前就是在事情发生的150年前就把这个已经写出来
He said to Cyrus whose right hand I have held He's holding it
我耶和华所高的塞卢是我搀扶他的右手
To subdue nations before him and he became a conquering king
使列国降服在他面前就是说明他要征服其他的国家
To open before him the two-leaved gates And the gate shall not be shut.
我也要放松列王的腰带，使城门在他面前敞开，不得关闭。
I will go before thee and make the crooked place straight. I will break in the pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron.
我必在你前面行，修平曲膝之地。我必打破铜门，砍断铁栓。
You know how Cyrus got into Babylon?
你知道这个塞鲁士最终是怎么打进巴比伦城的吗？
The only way he could.
唯一的方式。这个唯一有可能进入巴比伦城的。
He recognized that they had water ducts. They had running under the city water.
他们因为这个
that they had piped in.
巴比伦的城墙下面有这个输水的管道。
So he went through those water ducts. He broke the gates.
所以他就从这个输水的管道，然后在这个输水的管道是有一些铁门的，然后把这个铁门打开。
Down through there, his men marched.
然后从这个
no doubt knee deep water.
城地下的城墙下面的这个输水的管道从这里
进入了
城市，然后进到这个城的里面。
And broke the gates and went into Babylon and destroyed them before they knew what was happening.
然后从里面把城门打
开。Or at least got hold of them, captivated them before they knew what was happening.
所以巴比伦人完全没有在没有任何防备之下就被这个塞鲁士攻破了。
150 years before it happened, God said how it would happen.
那神在150年前在事情发生之前就已经告诉他要怎么样行。
And then he goes on and says to him, "You know what? I'm going to give you the treasures of darkness."
他说我要将暗中的宝物
and the hidden riches of secret places
和隐秘的财宝赐给你
that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which calleth thee by thy name, is the God of Israel.
使你知道提名召你的就是我耶和华以色列的神
What do you think if you were Cyrus?
如果你是塞鲁士的话，你会怎么想？
What do you think would have gone through your heart and mind?
你看到这封信的时候，你的心里在想什么？你的脑子里在转的是什么念头
？Let me tell you what went through his heart and mind.
我告诉你他当时怎么想的。
This is a God.
这真的是一位神。
This is a true God.
这是一位真正的神。
This is the real God.
这是一位真实的神。
He knew many gods. He seen them. He saw them, and he went through marched through their kingdoms and laughed at the people against those who no doubt whose gods he defeated.
塞鲁士攻城破池，见过很多很多的神，那些城里的人拜的那些各式各样的神，他对他们只有嘲笑，因为他把他们全都打败了。
And then he said to him, Cyrus. I didn't name him, but he said it in the next verse.
但是这里面这一位神，他知道是一位真实的神。
Because God has a reason for everything He does.
在这里，神做的每件事情都是有理由的。
He was not a haphazard one that just wanted to make man suffer, that wanted to make man dance to his tune. No.
他不是说随心所欲，自己想怎么样就怎么样。神是爱。
God loved and had a reason for everything.
他所做的任何每一件事情都是有缘故的。
Why? For Jacob, my servant's sake.
这里神告诉他说，我是耶和华。
I've done all of this because of Israel.
在我以外，并没有别神。他说，我所做的这一切都是为了以色列，因我仆人雅各，我所拣选以色列的缘故，我就提名召你。
Israel is my elect.
他说，以色列是我所拣选的。
I have even called thee by thy name, he said, Cyrus.
我提名召你。
And I'm surnamed thee that thou hast known me.
你虽不认识我，我也加给你名号。
He goes on to say, "I am the Lord Cyrus, and this is none else."
我是耶和华。
Listen, there's no other God beside me.
在我以外，并没有别神。
I gird thee.
除了我以外，再没有神。
Thou hast not known me. I gird thee, though thou didn't know me, you didn't serve me.
你虽不认识我，我必给你束腰。
That they may know. Listen, I like this one. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that it sets.
从就是这样
There is none beside me.
从日出之地到日落之处，使人都知道，除了我以外，没有别神。
There is no one else.
我是耶和华，在我以外，并没有别神。
Oh, I wish you could understand that not intellectually, but in the depths of your soul.
我希望你真的不仅仅是从理智上知道，在你的这个灵魂深处、你的心灵深处，是很确信。
All thoughts that there's no God that the world tries to shove down our throats is gone.
神是那位真神，所有那些你的所有的疑惑都会因
此而消散。All your silly ideas are just foolishness, and they're gone.
所有那些所谓没有神的那些理论、那些说法，
until you recognize
都是愚蠢的。
That what He does is from the ends of the earth.
让你真的
and He does it for His pleasure.
真的知道神所做的一切。
For those he made in his image.
是因为他的爱，是因为他爱那位那些按照他的形象所造的人。
Today when I came up, I really couldn't hardly keep my eyes from weeping.
今天我早上来之前，来上到台上之前，我真的是很难控制
我
的眼泪。
Now I have been dealing with prophecy for the last few years.
过去几年我一直在研究神的预言。
I've been reading it, studying it.
我一直在读，在学习。
Talking to the Lord about it.
跟神祷告。
And I have come to one conclusion.
我得到了一个结论。
That he gave us these scriptures that prophecy proves God.
他给我们这些经节，给了我们这些预言，是让我们知道这些预言能够证明他就是神。我们不是盲信。
That prophecy,
这些预言
is God's writing to us,
就是神显给我们看
and it proves there's a God,
证明给我们看他是那位真神。
So I was doing my message.
除他之外没有别的神。
I was just typing away.
我在准备我的信息的时候在打字。
Sometimes my old mind can't remember things.
有的时候我也会想不起来东西。
And it's getting worse all the time.
当然也这个情况越来越多。
So by the time I leave this old world, I may not even know who I am.
也可能等我离开这个世界的时候，我连自己是谁都不知道。
But you see, as I was writing, I couldn't think prophecy. Prophecy, how do I spell prophecy? I wasn't quite sure.
我写的时候我都有点儿，有一阵子有点儿糊涂说这个。
On my iPad, I went to my little spelling thing, you know?
预言这个字怎么拼我都有点忘了，所以我去查我的这个拼写。
And I said, prophecy.
然后我就这个。
Came up a funny word.
这个我有一个这个软件可以说了以后它帮你写出来，所以我说了以后它都是一些很奇怪的东西。
Prophecy.
我一直在说 prophecy， 但是
no spelling，
但是他就不给我拼出这个正确的东西来。
And it's true as I'm standing here, and I stand before a mighty God.
那就是我就像我站在这儿一样，我所站的是一个
a word came up on my iPad，
是一个这个全能的神
a dirty, filthy word。
然后就是这个时候，就是那个软件就给我出了一个
no、
一个脏字
rhyming with prophecy，
完全跟这个 prophecy 这个声音没有任何关系的。
And I looked at it.
我就看着他。
I was amazed.
我真的是很惊讶。
And I sense almost like somebody was mad.
就给我感觉好像有人很不高兴。
And I began to laugh.
然后这个时候我开始笑起来。
I had no fear.
我并不害怕。
I just laughed.
我就觉得很好笑。
I laughed and I laughed and I laughed.
我就一直笑，笑了很久。
Well.I laugh because
为什么呢?
I realize the demons hates truth.
我知道魔鬼是恨恶真理的。
Makes them very angry.
让他很生气。
You know, Satan and his demons, they know God's word very well.
你知道魔鬼他其实是很了解神的话。
That's how they fool you so many times.
所以他经常还就借神的话来蒙蔽我们。
And I began to praise God.
那这个时候我就开始赞美神。
And I said,The demons know the truth.
这些魔鬼知道什么是真理。
They try to hide it, but they know that prophecy is our way of knowing God.
虽然他们知道，但是总想把这个
掩藏
起来，所以他知道这个预言是就是神的真理。
And I felt it.
所以我能够体会到。
I said, Lord, I've tried. I've tried.
然后我就跟神说，我努力了，我试了。
People tired of me.
别人可能都已经听腻了。
But I try to tell the people, but they don't seem to be able to receive it or comprehend it.
我虽然很想让大家知道，但是好像不能够让人明白理解。
And I know why.
我知道为什么了。
Because Satan hates it.
因为魔鬼是恨真理的。
He don't want you to have much to do with prophecy.
他不想让你真的了解神的预言。
Because it has a way of getting in your heart and saying, "Oh my God!"
因为你如果真的了解神的语言，真的看到历史上它是怎么发生的。
How power you are that knows everything and lets us know.
你会心里真的是产生敬畏，你看到神是怎么样的伟大，而且让把这些事情都显示给我们看。
In Isaiah, there was a prophecy, a beautiful prophecy.
在以赛亚里书里面还有一个很美的预言。
It was a prophecy about the Messiah.
是关于弥赛亚的预言。
It said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek."
主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息。
Did you notice the great congregations in the Word of God that followed Jesus?
你知道那个时候有那么一大群这个会众来跟随耶稣。
They were the poor, the meek.
这些是什么？是穷人。
It was the learned that hated him.
那些有知识的人反而恨恶他。
He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
差遣我医好伤心的人。
We see him as Mary and Martha weeps because their brother's dead.
我们记得玛利亚和马大他们的。
Healed up the brokenhearted.
兄弟去世的时候，他们真的是。
Bringing him to life.
痛哭这个那个伤心的人，耶稣说差神差遣我医好伤心的人。
To proclaim liberty to the captivity.
报告被掳的得释放，那就是我们。
We're captured by sin.
我们是被这个罪恶所掳去的。我们生在罪恶中。
We dwell in it.
我们一生都在里面打滚。
He said, "But I've come to give them liberty and to open the prison."
耶稣说，报告被掳的得释放，被囚
的出监狱。And then he added something else. I sent him.
然后他又加了一个。
This Messiah.To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all those that mourn.
以赛亚来要报告耶和华的恩年和我们神报仇的日子，安慰一切悲哀的人。
The one thing Jesus let us know is there's coming an end.
耶稣让我们知道的一件重要的事情就是说这个世界会结束。他告诉我们要去看什么。他
gave us a whole chapter on it.
他的讲道里有很长一篇是在讲末世。两篇大概两章。
Yes, Jesus fulfilled the prophecies.
耶稣实现了神的那些预言。
We don't look at it that way sometimes.
有的时候我们并可能不会这么想。
But actually, when he was preaching,
可是在实际上在耶稣讲道的时候
，and there was a mixed multitude.
那个他下面的会众是各式各样的人。
You had the Pharisees, the Sadducees that hated him and everything he said.
有撒都该人，还有那些就是恨，其实讨厌他所说的话的人。
Then you had the groups of people.
当然也有老百姓。
And some of them would say, "This has to be the Messiah."
有些人就很肯定说，这一定是弥赛亚了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because this is what the prophet said he would do.
因为这个在这个先知书里就是这样说的，弥赛亚就是要做这些事情的。
Why do you think Jesus looked the Sadducees and Pharisees in the eye and told them?
你知道为什么耶稣对法利赛人和撒都该人说那些话？
You don't listen to the prophets.
说你们并不听先知的话。
You don't know what the prophets said.
你并不知道先知说的是
什么。Oh, you read them. You memorized them.
虽然你背了。
You intellectually understood, but you didn't know.
你从理智上知道，但是你从心里并不真的明白。
What a wonderful.Wonderful, powerful God we have.
我们是有一位多么有能力的神。
In John 14, beautiful chapter to study.
在约翰福音第十四章。
He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me."
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
Now he said to those disciples.
他是跟这些门徒说的。
Don't let your heart be troubled.
你们心里不要忧愁。
But let's look at the scene.
那到底是什么意思呢
？Jesus saying to them, "I'm going away."
说我要，耶稣是跟他们说我要离开了。
And where I go, none of you can go.
我要去的地方你们去不了。
Wow. They had followed him for 3 years, thinking he was the Messiah.
跟了三年，心里已经把他认定成为救世主弥赛亚。
That there was going to be a mighty battle, and he was going to overcome the Romans, and they would be some of the headmen.
本来一心想的是耶稣会带着他们跟这个罗马人打一仗，然后把这个耶路撒冷再重新夺回来，然后他们就可以跟着他。
Their heart was pretty much very upset that night.
就可以做大官了，所以当耶稣说这个话的时候，他们肯定是心里很不高兴的，很不乐意的。
The first thing he had told them as he sat there was, "One of you going to betray me?"
因为在这个时间，他第一件跟他们说的事情就是说，你们当中有一个人要出卖我。
Me and John. John.
那大家就说
，Well, he said the disciple Jesus loved it was John. He said, "Ask him who it is."
那大家就很紧张，说是谁呀？难道是我吗？他们就觉得耶稣是最爱。那个约翰，所以就说约翰，你赶紧问问他到底是谁。
If I proclaim today that somebody's going to murder their husband,
如果我要跟别某个人说，那个有人要把你的先生
杀了，we would have a bunch of scared husbands.
那我们这周围肯定有很多当先生的会很害怕。
So they recognize one of us is going. Their heart was troubled.
所以当他们听说他们当中有一个人要出卖耶稣的时候，他们也很担心。
Many of these, they were troubled.Bunch of men. But he said to them, "Let not your heart be troubled."
但是耶稣说，你们心里不要忧愁。
This was sort of a command. Actually, in the Greek, it was a word that means command. Let not your heart be troubled.
所以这个语气和句式在这个希腊文里，他
giving them a command,
不是一个劝诫，更是一个命令。
Let me tell you, when he tells us, "Let not your heart be troubled."
所以当耶稣对我们说心里不要忧愁的时候
He means that.
他是真认真的他是 要求你不要忧愁
The greatest example in my life
我的生命中
一个最重要
的证据就是我的姨
Who never that I saw but they told me one time her heart was ever troubled
我从来没有见过她
Everything she took in her stride Jesus
别人任何事情来的时候，他从来没有忧愁过，他永远都是说耶稣，我天上的父。
She had 8 children and never took one of them to the doctor.
她有八个孩子，从来没有带过他们任何一个人去看医生。
She would go in and she would pray with them and say, "Tomorrow you'll feel better."
她就会为他们祷告，然后跟孩子说明天早上就
会好。You know why?
你知道为什么吗
？Because she knew God.
因为她真的是认识神。
One time, this man in where she worked in the hospital, she was a seamstress there, and this young fellow was there, and he was talking. He told her he didn't believe in God. Well, you might as well told my aunt that there was no son.
那这个我的这个姨，她工在一个医院工作，她好像是做这个缝纫的。
She couldn't believe it. I think she told him a few things.
那这个医院里有一个年轻人跟她说，她并不信神，所以这个对我姨来说，你要不相信有神，就简直就像不相信有太阳一样。我真的是很希望能够像他一样。
So it's a command.
所以这个神耶稣是给我们一个命令，说当他说心里不要忧愁的时候。
We have a God that knows.
我们有一位这个全知的神。
But sometimes we have to suffer. What's that?
那有人会，那你可能会说，可是我仍然很痛苦啊。
Because he came up with the next thing. He said, "Remember, I go to prepare a place for you."
耶稣说：“我去原是为你们预备地方去。”
We're so worried about these bodies.
我们有时候很担心我们这个身体现在这个状况。
We're on the internet listening to all the doctors and all what they say.
我们在网上查来查去看怎么养生。
What kind to eat? What not to eat?
要吃什么？什么能吃？什么不能吃
？What kind of water to drink? What not to drink?
什么水能喝？什么不要喝？怎么运动？怎么锻炼？
You got your money in the bank. Oh, how can I make it? Oh, no, look, it looks like it's going to be a fail. We let our heart be troubled over so many things.
这个股市要跌，没钱的担心着怎么挣钱。
God will bless you.
Yes.
But he said, why could he say that? He said, in my father's house.
他说在我父的家里。
Now, you may not believe this, but in his father's house.
也可能你不信，但是耶稣说，在我父的家里有许多住处。
And if I go, I'm going to call you to my, I'm just giving it my words, I'm going to call you one day and bring you home.
我去原是为了你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
You fight the battle.
所以你在这个世上，你就
You stand true.
打好你的仗。
You may be persecuted.
为真理
站。You may go through hardships.
也可能会遇到困境，也可能会被迫害。
I'm going to take you home.
但是我会带你回家。
What a wonderful thing.
这是多美的事情。
Plato, Socrates was a great, great, great philosopher.
苏格拉底是一个非常非常伟大的哲学家，他是一个希腊人。
One of the first outstanding ones.
是大概是这个算是经典之父了。
But like everyone else, Socrates had to come to the last hour of his life.
但是就像每个人一样，苏格拉底也有要去世的那一天。
They were putting him in prison.
他这个他是被关起来的。
And the next day he was to drink poison. At least they didn't cut his head off. They gave him poison.
从前都是最开始都是砍头的，但是他比较这个幸运，第二天他们要让他喝毒药。
So like Christ, Socrates was going to die.
就所以就像基督一样，苏格拉底也是要死的。
Like Christ, his mind ran about onto immortality.
那就像耶稣一样，他在这个时候一定也会思考。
He discussed with Plato, with his what's his good friend,
who came to visit him. 也会思考这个人生这个永恒的意义。
So in those last hours, his mind went from his philosophy.
那这个时候，柏拉图来看他。
From his troubles, from the things of earth.
当他这个在他最后的时光，他要把这个他的心思从这个世上的这些烦恼。
To the things of eternity.
转向说什么是永恒，什么是永生。
He began to speculate about eternity.
所以他那时候开始猜想，他就开始猜想到底永恒是什么。
He wondered what it's going to be like.
他在讨论，他在思考说这个永恒是什么样子。
What a perfect, perfect example of one that is directly opposite of Christ.
但是他就是他有这些相像之处，但是他跟这个基督又是完全的两个极端的不同。
Christ said, "I came into the world for this."
耶稣说，我到这个世上来就是要来替死的。
We fulfilled. I fulfilled everything my father said, but I came here to die.
我要做的就是来满足这个先知的预言，来到这个世上来去死。
So he went heroically. No, he went to the garden.
你说耶稣很英雄，就这个很勇敢的英武的就上了这个十字架吗？不是。
He bowed down and looked at his father.
他在这个克西马尼园在祷告。
Father, I know.
他跪在那里。
This is why you sent me. No,
God,
he was telling me.
天父，我知道这是我来这个世上的目的。
But this is a hard cup.
但是这不是一个容易的事情。
You know, I don't think it was so much the human suffering.But I think it was when God placed the sins of the world on him.
我想对他来说最难的还不是这个肉体上的这个痛苦，而是当在那一刻，这个全世界所有古往今来的那些罪恶都担在他身上的时候。
It was a hard cup, Lord.
对他来说真的是一个很痛苦的事
情。It was so hard that as he was praying, drops of blood came down his
perspiration. 所以这个他那么痛苦，以至于说他的这个汗珠如雨点。
But then he said,
如雪。
Thy will.
但是他说愿你的旨意成就。
You see, when God offered up the first sacrifice for Adam and Eve,
所以你知道当神在这个最开始亚当和夏娃犯罪的时候为他们就是献上一个生祭的时候，
Sacrifice became the world's idea of God.
所以这个生计就好像就是这个人的一个人的这个关于神跟神有关的一个想法。
When he slaughtered that animal and covered them with the skin.
让当神把这个动物杀掉，然后用这个动物的皮给亚当和夏娃做了衣服的时候。
Most every nation that rose up.
那每一个
had their gods.
从那开始之后的每一个这个国家每一个人民族
But the center of their religion was sacrifices.
他们可能有不同各式各样不同的神，但是这个宗教的这个核心还是在于献祭。
Was whether it put babies on the altar?
有的时候甚至是婴儿。
Whatever they sacrificed, human sacrifice, it was still sacrifice seemed to be the center.Of religion.
但是不管是什么，他们都有这个献祭是一个这个宗教的一个核心在那里。
It was in the hearts of man.
这个就是在人的心里知道。
From that very first time.
从最开始，这个
And all down
第一个被杀死的动物。
History.
从历史历代以来。
The thousands and thousands of animals that Israel sacrificed.
那成千上万的那个以色列人为献祭所杀死的那些牲畜。
Decade after decade after decade.
千百年来。
But they came.
直到有一天。
To that night.
那天晚上
and then the next day,
到第二天
and Jesus was put on the cross.
耶稣被钉在了十字架上
and finally he knew the end was very near.
所以当他知道这个马上就要结束的时候
and he cried out from the depths of his soul,
从他的这个灵魂深处发出来的呼喊
It is finished.
他说成了
What was finished?
到底是什么成了
Sacrifice.
就是那个牺牲。
God promised.
神应许过。
In Genesis 3,
在创世纪第三章
the child would be born that would bruise the head of Satan.
神就说过这个 你所生的孩子要这个打伤要那个压伤这个撒旦的头。
And now the sacrifice was made once and for all.
而在耶稣在钉在十字架上的时候，这个牺牲一次性的完成了。
That's why we go to Jesus.
这就是我们为什么要到耶稣的面前的时候，因为这除他以外别无选择，别无道路。
Sacrifices, but that's the only way. That's why we say you must come through Christ.
其他宗教可能有各式各样的这个牺牲，但是那些都并不能把我们带向神，只有通过耶稣。
That's.
这就是先知的预言。
Then we read in Jude. This is the last. I'm going to let you go. Those of you asleep, remember, it's pretty soon you got to wake up.
这些已经睡着的人差不多该醒了。
But in Jude, which has only one chapter,
在犹大书里面只有犹大书只有
he said this.
只有
Jude did. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men.
亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说什么是这些人
The end times men
是说在末世的那些人
Oh, wait a minute, let's back up
不对啊
Enoch was seventh from Adam
亚当的七世孙以诺
That was before the flood
那还是在洪水之前呢
How do you know what Enoch said?
你怎么知道以诺说的 这些话呢
Well, you see, that's where you have to study the Bible
所以这个就是你为什么要学习圣经的缘故。
All of them knew Adam.
所有的人，这些人都知道亚当。
Until about 180 years before Noah.
直到在挪亚前180年的时候。
800 and some years.
这个亚当活了800多年。
So he got it from his father Adam. Great, 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 great father.
所以以诺这个。
Face to face. Word to word.
所以这个以诺是见过亚当的是跟他面对面说过话的
How you know that, Sister Schwartz?
你怎么知道的
Because whether you know it or not God made a commandment He said end times the earth would cry out
因为不管你相不相信神在圣经里预言说在末世的时候这个地上又有呼喊
Israel was rebirthed in 48In 1950, the dead scrolls were found.
那这个以色列是1948年建国的。1950年的时候，人们发现了死海古卷。
And in those dead scrolls,
在这些死海古卷里面
were five pieces there. I believe it was from five of the men, where each of the forefathers years ago would at their death would tell their sons and give them a legacy and talk to them.
那这个他们的传统是在这个父亲去世的时候会快要去世的时候会把这个就是他所知道一切传给他的孩子有一个传承
So we see that that's where they found out what Enoch said
所以就是这样一代传一代所以就是大家才能知道说以诺是说了这些话
But you see the Israelites knew that
这些以色列人是知道这些的
The Hebrews knew that
希伯来人了解
And so he said that Enoch the seventh from Adam
亚当的七十岁
以诺 prophesied about these men also saying,
曾预言这些人说
Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his angels.
看哪、啊，主带着他的千万圣者降临，
That's 要在众人 That's a prophecy in Revelation.
这就是在启示录里所已经预言过的。
Why have they come? To exercise judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all ungodly deeds.Which have committed in an ungodly way, and all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
But 为什么来呢？要在众人身上行审判，证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事，又证实不敬虔之罪人所说顶撞他的刚愎话。
There, these are grumblers, complainers,
这些私下议论、常发怨言。
Grumblers and complainers.
总是议论，总是发怨言的。
Did he know me?
他是说我的吗
？He know you sometimes.
是说我们自己吗
？Anyway, that's what he said. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lust, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words that were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这些人是私下议论，常发怨言，随从自己的情欲而行，口中说夸大的话，为得便宜显谄媚人。
How they told you that they would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lust.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要纪念我们主耶稣基督之使徒从前所说的话。他们曾对你们说过，末世必有好讥笑的人随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。
These are sensual people who became division not knowing the Spirit.
这就是那些引人结党、属乎血气、没有圣灵的人。我要你注意下面的话。
But you, beloved,
亲爱的弟兄啊、
In the end times, you beloved, build yourself up on your most holy faith.
你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
And faith doesn't have to be by just grasping something, but he showed you throughout one third of the Bible that he is God.
你的信心不是凭空来的，你的信心是根据神的这个话来的。神的这个话语里有百分之二分之三，三分之二是他的这个预言。
Only one last thing with you, one last scripture.
最后一节。
This is declared. God declared this to David, whom he loved. David, who knew him. David, who was given power by God.
神借着大卫的口说出来的话。
This is what he says.
他说的。
Psalms 14:1
是
the fool.
诗篇十四章。
The fool, the fool, the one without good understanding, the one that feels.Many times that they know so much, but they know nothing.
愚顽人就是那些自以为是，以为自己很聪明，什么都知道，其实是个蠢愚蠢的人。
He said the fool has said in his heart, "There is no God."
愚顽人心里说没有神。
And this morning, if there are doubts, go to the Word of God.
所以今天早上，如果
你心里有疑惑的话，
去读神的话，去读
神的预言。Or otherwise, God looks at us
and says,
"It's the fool."
不然的话，神会指着我们说。你们就是那愚顽人。
I would pray for you, but most of you are asleep.
我很想为你们祷告，但是好像大家都睡着了。没关系。天父
，Father, we love our people. We cry over.
我们爱你的百姓。我为他们，我为他们呼求。
If they only could understand.
如果他们能够明白
they could only grasp if they would only seek after you.
如果他们能够追寻你
For you said that's the only way to find me is seek me and humble your hearts before me.
因为你说那是能够唯一寻到你的途径，让我们来寻求你，让我们在你面前
谦卑。Oh, how we need to humble, Lord! How we need to humble our hearts before you.
我们多么需要在你面前谦卑自己。
God help our people.
神啊，求你帮助你的百姓。
In Jesus' name.
这样祷告奉耶稣名求
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, folks. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Those that you slept had a good sleep, but the rest of you heard.